This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of Islamic State supporters escaped from a holding camp in northern Syria on Sunday amid heavy clashes between Turkish-led forces and Kurdish fighters. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump ordered all U.S. troops to withdraw from the north to avoid getting caught in the fighting. The U.N. is warning that conditions for hundreds of thousands of civilians caught in the midst of Turkey's military offensive are rapidly deteriorating. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The U.N. Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs estimates more than 130,000 people are newly displaced. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says most displaced people are staying with relatives in host communities, but a growing number are living in collective shelters. He says UN figures indicate up to 400,000 civilians may require assistance and protection as the war escalates in the coming period. He tells VOA it will be difficult to provide this aid because of insecurity and limited access to people in need. He says a number of NGOs have scaled down their operations and relocated their staff. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At a Saturday summit, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to set up a high-level group to tackle India's large trade deficit with China. Xi and Modi held nearly 6 hours of talks in their second annual summit, designed to break through decades of distrust. Hong Kong pro-democracy activists and riot police clashed around the city on Sunday. Several rallies in shopping malls started peacefully with a few hundred people, but by late afternoon, hardcore activists trashed shops and metro stations and erected roadblocks around the city. Police made numerous arrests and used tear gas to disperse protesters. This is VOA News. Japan.